Alexa, how are you? What's up, my friend? What's playing at the movies? Anything good? Alexa, Amazon's personal digital assistant, is great at answering basic information and playing games with us like Jeopardy. But Amazon wants way more. It wants to see us engage in long conversations with her, like for 20 minutes or so. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech. I recently met up with Amazon's chief Alexa scientist, Rohit Prasad, at the Milken Conference in Beverly Hills for an extended chat about his Alexa dreams.
I truly believe for an AI to be useful in daily lives, it has to be something that you can connect with. And that we have taken essential steps from starting with a name to every way Alexa reacts to you. And conversation is, you're absolutely right in terms of the next step, is to make it more human-like. But I still make a distinction between a human-human conversation versus human-machine. Because if you think about certain things, machines are better at that. Like if you look at computation, machines are way more accurate than humans are, or way faster in terms of known computations. So if you said compute factorial of 30, much faster for a machine to do it than a human. If you said find me the music, latest song from Sia and play it, clearly a human will struggle to play it quite quickly, whereas the machine would be both more accurate and faster to play, even if they once the data is in all in the right form for the machines to use. So from that perspective, I think yes, we definitely want that deep connection with our customers, because we are trying to make the daily lives much simpler, and conversations will be part of that as well.
And in a perfect world, I'll say good morning, Alexa. Mm-hmm. And Alexa will say hi, Jeff. And I'll say, how's the weather today? And she's going to say, okay, it's 75 degrees. And I'll say, what should I wear today, Alexa? And Alexa might say, you might wear something that's not too not too hot. Yeah. But if it's raining, you might bring the umbrella. I mean, yes. Is that the idea?
Yeah, it is. It is one of the ideas. But I think there's still...
And how about buying some new clothes?
Yes. So I think it is yes to all of them.
What would be a conversation that they could have?
So this is still early. You won't see this yet out. But in terms of the social bot, there is you simply say, Alexa, let's chat about a topic. And you can choose the topic. That's how you invoke them. And you get one of these university bots. So that's how you. So that's where we are headed. And you'll start seeing of that already in terms of but there's also dynamics involved here where you want the AI itself to come back and trigger some conversational topics with you, that it can tell you that, hey, I can talk about a particular, did you hear about this event, for instance?
So the question is, why? Why do you want to have Alexa mm-hmm. engage in conversation?
I think, well, so there are a lot of tasks, like if you look at, Alexa is pretty good at transactional things right now, right? I mean, you can see, you ask it to play a particular song where you're being extremely specific, it can get you that song with very high precision. When you get into more ambiguous territories where you're sort of more in a discovery mode, like... in terms of, hey, Alexa, play some music. Which song is this? Who played this? Who has, let's say you're chatting about movies, you can actually try this out with MovieBot, which is a capability we have, that you can chat about recent movies as well in terms of what's happening. So essentially, I think the boundary between information and gathering and command and control in terms of taking some action is quite fuzzy when you're having, this is like how we as humans interact as well. You can start triggering the conversation with one particular task, but over time the task evolves. And this is why if you look at human-machine conversations, it's extremely hard compared to playing games like chess or even Go, where you know the exact outcomes a priori in terms of, like, this is what winning looks like.
Do you want the machine to talk back to us because we're lonely at home and we have nobody to talk to?
No, I wouldn't go that far in terms of, I mean, there, of course, we've been pleasantly surprised with Alexa filling that gap as well. If you look at our reviews in terms of what empathetic connections our customers are having with Alexa, is truly been humbling and somewhat of a surprise to me coming from a tech background.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions.